Nerd Talk Plus is a work of fiction by idiots. Nothing said within this episode should be taken as scientific fact, life advice, or even honesty. We should probably recommend against listening at all. Since you're here, no getting mad about this very dumb thing without the express written consent of Major League Centaurs.
Centaurs!
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
Hi, and welcome to Nerd Talk Plus, something as heard on 107.7 The End. I'm Greg Herr. This is my ridiculous Nerd Talk, only longer and dumber. He's the author of Eras of Architecture Across Eastern Washington. With his robust dolphin-like body.
Oh, I wish it was a robot dolphin-like body.
Wait, is what's it robot? That?
Wait, since when have I had a dolphin-like body? Is this something we talked about?
Last week I took a note of it.
No idea.
You have cetacea mania?
Oh, yeah. Okay, fair.
I'm not mad about it. I'm just robust curious. Dolphin boy.
Oh, man.
He's wait, what do you call that? He's blowhole finger-blasting Brandon from the internet.
Blowhole blasting Brandon.
Hello, old honey lung.
Flipper blasting.
Yeah.
Ooh,
man, guys, I have so much stuff I want to talk about today.
Great, I've got absolutely nothing because I didn't even realize we were podcasting today until Gravy was like, "Are we on for tonight?" And I was like, "Oh, it's a holiday. I have checed out." But okay, sure. Here we are. Today is Memorial Day, where we remember how good life used to be, and then also the troops thing. No, I'm sorry. That's not nice of me. Shout out to all the people who pay the ultimate sacrifice for with their lives in the name of defending some ideals or whatever. Brandon?
Related.
Yeah.
Speaking of dead things, my wife, very much alive, not dead, has been very, reminds me, got to set a timer here to pull the bread out. let's see. It's probably,
he's got a bun in the oven, everybody.
Yeah. I'm going to
say, all right. Congratulations.
11
buddy.
Minutes. Okay. Perfect. All right. So, she's been on this kick to Cage, my wife, has been cleaning the basement and reorganizing because we moved in here 4 months ago and it's still a lot of, obviously you can tell we've been cleaning the basement. You guys are looking at the camera into the basement. This is where all the stuff is going, is into my corner of the basement. Anyway, one of the things that ended up on my desk, I just realized today, is this nice little blue bag from Built on Trust, which is the people that make the everlasting paw prints of your dead dog after they die.
Oh, nice.
So welcome to the Dead Dogs Podcast. The Dead Inside Dogs Podcast.
And outside.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Well, he's the first person in my life to make the chaos of Florida seem actually worth it. He's just a meat vessel for human gratification. We call his wiener a rescue animal. He's not wearing anything under those sweatpants. He's the Mandarin Floridian of ancient Florida. It's Siege.
Hola, wanshang howdy, chelama.
And helping us behind the scenes and then schooling us at the end and beating everybody at Guinness time, we have producer Sean Tasty Gravy, not Gervin. None of us is a scientist, engineer, or supervillain, but if you are, let us know what we get wrong, perhaps what we even get right. If you could tell a friend, write a review, or just find us online to say sexy things about Siege or sexy things about Brandon, nerdtalkplus.com. Gentlemen, how was your long weekend, now that we got the part where the people died out of the way?
Yeah. Oh, it wasn't a person. He's a dog.
Oh, okay, fair.
It depends on who you talk to. So,
I mean, there's vets involved.
Yeah. Thank you for your dog for giving his life to our country.
Thanks for your service.
Yeah, that is true. He did die in line of action or line of duty. Line of duty? I don't know. Corporal Siggy?
Okay. Well,
hey, when are you getting all those pictures of us back?
What? Oh, the cutouts, the cardboard cutouts.
Oh, good question.
Yeah, that's a never.
You have to bring them back and sneak them into the house.
Don't ever get Brandon a birthday present because he will find the first available opportunity to get it out of his house.
Yeah, it's honestly, it was in the house much longer than Cage would have appreciated to begin with.
But that's what the basement's for.
That's what this corner of the basement is for.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, so let's get it back. Let's put it right on the wall. Glue it permanently.
Yes.
We at least need
this is
guns.
What we should do. Finger guns, wall guns. So we hide the cardboard cutouts. I'm going to finish this basement. I got to put up a bunch of plaster, not plaster, but put up
You've
a bunch
never been
of drywall.
Smarter.
Hide these things in between, flat Stanley style, in between.
Like between the drywall?
Yeah, in between the drywall and the exterior of the foundation. And someday when somebody realizes that they hate the work that I've done in the basement, they're going to go to redo it. And instead of discovering wall gun, they're gonna discover finger guns.
Find shirtless.
Could you just do something just to confuse them? Could you just write "not gay" on it so that way they're like,
they're gonna go, nah.
That was definitely
no. Just put "not" on one and "gay" on the other.
That's awesome. Yeah. Please do that. Please don't tease us like that. Please, like,
make 100% going to do that now.
Please make a short video of it happening so that way we can have it and then we can laugh about it in the future.
To be like what's that movie where the guy he gets I mean, I'm sure there's plenty of movies that have used this motif at this point. Gregor wouldn't know, but they put the guy in the jail or whatever, the jail thing, and they like slowly brick by brick build the wall over him because it's his prison, and then the last brick goes in, you know, and his eyes, the last thing that you see is his eyes, and then the brick slides into the spot where he's slowly looking out and the darkness encompasses him. I'm going to do that, except it's just going to be your guys' faces with a nice slather of drywall mud going over it.
Perfect. That sounds great.
Yeah.
I can't wait. This is now you have to do it, because if you don't, it's going to be the saddest. But I mean,
wasn't that an Edgar Allan Poe thing?
Seems like
the Cask de Amontillado.
Oh, I think that might be it, but I don't think he's like fully encased, right?
I'm pretty sure he is, because don't they like wall him up in like a wine cellar?
Yeah, but is he?
What did you call it?
Cask de Amontillado.
I feel like that's close, but.
Maybe it's the Cask of Amontillado.
Are you thinking of the Man in the Iron Mask, Gregor?
No. Okay. I actually know something about Edgar Allan Poe. Like, not know something, but I had to read it. I sort of remember it from a million years ago or whatever. But
are you thinking about Iron Man, Brandon?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm thinking about.
Like,
it's Iron Man 2. Yeah.
Like, I am Iron Man. Like,
the man, the man in the Iron Man, not gay.
Now I want to call this episode "Not Gay," but I don't think. as we start Pride Month in just a couple days, it's gonna get it out of our system now.
my cat caught a squirrel today.
Yes.
Was it humping?
Wait, hold on. What?
Yeah.
He's so cute and sweet, though.
Oh, dude, he is vicious. When we were moving out of our last house, he caught a squirrel at the old
house.
What's
his name? El Paso or something?
Pele?
Like that?
Pele.
Pele, yeah.
El Paso.
He caught the squirrel and started doing like rainbow flicks with it and volleying it to the top corner.
Half volley. Then he threw it over the kitchen.
Then he threw it over the border, like El Paso.
he caught a baby squirrel, and he put it in one of my shoes. And the squirrel had survived, and we discovered it in one of my shoes the hard way. And then,
by smushing it with your foot,
it was erect.
It was erect. I released the squirrel out to the wild, and then
where it was immediately eaten,
probably. And then
I've seen that happen. It was awesome. There was a baby bunny that ran it that my then girlfriend's cat brought into the house. And brought this baby bunny in, and it was hiding in the corner as the cat dropped it because we yelled at it, and we're like, no! The baby's shrieking or whatever, and so we scoop baby up, and then we take it back out to the desert, and immediately, a bird was hoop! Yeah. swept right in and was like, you're dead.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
Yeah, this squirrel tried to get back into my house, which I was this is not, and my cat's probably like, oh, look, I did this thing. I kept this rodent away from you, and I was like, no, you brought this rodent into my house alive. At least
you taught it the good life.
Yeah. No, the good life was outside where I was humping myself out of a tree all the time.
Hell yeah.
So he caught the squirrel, then dropped it. He was very much a big boy squirrel this time. So he's Pele, old Pele is working his way up the tree here.
Same squirrel? That'd be insane.
Probably. Now, speaking of wildlife in Spokane, every time I see any turkey here, I can't help but try to swear at it.
Hell yeah.
I used to just be like, oh, I love these turkeys. And now I just see, F you, turkey.
Yep. You've learned the ways of yelling at wildlife that exists amongst us. Yeah. Did we talk about the gurgler? Because that would be a good movie mystery for me if I was the bad guy in a movie.
The gurgler. The
gurgler. I would just make turkey calls. as I do crime.
The gurglinator.
The robot version of that?
Yeah.
Of the gurgler? Okay.
I was just thinking of a man in tidy whiteies and a black belt, and that's it. Breaking into people's houses.
Let me tell you, guys, I don't know when the last time you guys hit a benchmark in upper weight limits. When you're
Did you hit another one? Do we get to guess how fat Greg is?
I mean, we can, but I'm not excited for this game. I'll only be accepting answers in kilograms, and so
kilograms
mainly because I don't know. Well, bye, gravy.
Bye, gravy. Can we?
He was upset.
Can we measure Greg's and Brandon's?
How many Brandon's is?
wait! Can we measure Greg and in Newhoos?
Yeah, sure.
In Newhoos, how many Newhoos? Ooh,
he's back, gravy navy, exhausted. He's back. Maybe.
Oh, there he sort is.
Welcome
there
back. There he is. No one actually would have known that happened if I didn't comment
if
both
we didn't
times.
React to it, yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Like, it's like awesome visual gags on a
audio format.
Great. So, all right. What were we saying? Oh, how many baby boys does a daddy weigh? You know what I just thought of is how we used to call you Tony Pizza back in the day. And then when we were at your house, we made a joke about you being our littlest Italian. And I didn't connect the two, how we used to call you Italian things for a long time. I'd just forgotten all about that until just this moment when we played music from Honduras to represent
I think it was Peru.
Ireland.
I think it's Peru.
Yeah, whatever.
Might even be Venezuela.
Who cares, guys? That's not the point.
It doesn't matter.
I'm lying about science here. Shut up.
It's all the same. Wait, or as former owner of the Seattle Sounders called it, they're all cocaine exporting countries.
Oh, shout us to Joe Roth.
Sup, dummy. Haven't thought about him in a while.
that quote lives in a specific spot of my brain where I think about it often.
Yeah, well, as you're doing cocaine.
Yeah.
Shout outs to the Spanish speaking cocaine countries.
Where did this come from?
Okay, that's cool. So how many Brandons does a Gerg weigh? That's today on an early episode of Brandon. I'm gonna need you to text me. I'm not gonna give these other two any data about how much you weigh, Brandon. So I'm gonna need you to text me how much you weigh, and then I'll I'll stoik it out. That is weird. That's a weird thing to say. Confidently.
I'm doing my guess. My guess is 1.4.
I'm gonna need you to text me the actual amount so that way I can so I can do the math. So
how many Brandons? I'm not even gonna say 1.4. 1.3.
Oh, I got two of the numbers backwards. That would have been way better for me.
Oh, that's actually, you know what? That's actually, you guys keep doing math. I'm going to go do the bread real quick. One sec.
Go get your bread.
Brandon says 1.4. Okay. Gravy, you're next, I guess.
1.6.
Wow.
Brandon's is what Gerg weighs. Okay. And Siege?
I'm saying 1.3.
Should we wait till Brandon gets back to let him know if he won or not? Or, I mean,
no, just deal without him and then never tell him.
Great. That's a great idea.
Make him listen to the episode to find out.
Congratulations with 1 point and a bonus point for Brad on the board. It's Siege at 1.38114285714. Brandon's is what I weigh.
Wow.
Yeah. So,
man, he was really close with 1.4.
Yeah, but. Unfortunately, by price.
Unfortunately,
he was over.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Siege, on the board early.
Beautiful. What do you know? I love it.
Gravy doesn't have any information about it available.
I was
going to
say doesn't have any Google information.
Is the furthest away from the answer. Weird. All right. Anyway,
I was just trying to insult you with the highest possible number.
Thank you. Yeah, that's great.
Also, you're like a foot taller than Brandon, so I mean, had to be somewhere.
Brandon, how tall are you?
5 foot something. 9, 10.
You're like
5'10".
You're like 5'11". 5'10". 5'11". Somewhere in there.
I'm almost 6'6". So yeah, I'm like 8 inches taller than Brandon.
Yeah. So, also, I lied about my weight when I sent it to you.
God damn it. I mean, perfect for this show, but...
Yeah.
Did you weigh yourself while you were gone? Is that what you did?
No, I should have. No, but like that, like I gave you like the default answer that I've used probably for the last like 10 years. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Rather than like what I was most recently weighed at, which whatever. Use the default one. Because yeah, that's what I base my math off of. So I said, what did I say, 1.4?
Oh, we're already done with the segment. I'm sorry, buddy. Play the music.
Yeah. Sorry, bud.
So who's right?
Don't worry about it.
Fart. Now I have to listen to the podcast.
And we'll be right back. Welcome back. Unrelated, did you guys see the thing from IFL Science that made me laugh on multiple levels about how stupid we are as a country, both old and young?
No.
I mean, it could be any of the articles I realized. I didn't realize until I started paying them for their service that that they were based out of the UK. I thought that they were just Americans or whatever, but apparently not.
It makes it so much better now knowing all the things that insult Americans.
Yeah, I'm here for it.
I love it.
My favorite is Chinese people insulting Americans. I think that especially when they're like, I saw one this week where it was like, why do we have the name communism in our in the communist, you know, the CCCP or whatever it is? And then and he was like, it's like you guys saying that you're a democracy, LOL. And I was like, oh, yeah. I think posted it. I was like, that's insane.
Watching the same things.
But them just dunking on us as them just dunking on us being like, oh, yeah, every communist country you've made fun of has been destabilized by you. Oh, yeah. I don't think any government is ever going to work because someone's always trying to maintain power and push everyone else down. But what we're doing now, not great. A study has found a significant percentage of 4 to 7-year-old children from the United States believes that hot dogs, hamburgers, and bacon come from plants.
Oh, it's true.
40% of kids in a U.S. study thought bacon was a plant. 40%.
You think, okay, in defense of children, children are dumb. Like, that is...
I own one of these 5 to 7-year-olds that you're speaking of, and he is couldn't be smarter. But also, like, if someone hasn't been, like, he doesn't eat, like, meat, and some of like, someone doesn't go, like, oink, oink, have some bacon or something like that, he's never gonna...
Like, I hope, I haven't read the article, obviously, but, like, I hope...
I haven't either, obviously.
Okay, perfect. I hope that
welcome
the article...
to Nerd Talk Plus.
Lying about science. I hope that the article spent... Actually, let's be honest. What I hope the article spent most of the time doing was dunking on children for being dumb. What it probably did was the smart thing, which was dunk on the adults who teach the children, which is why they're dumb. But at the same time, in defense of the dumb kids and their dumb adults...
Yeah.
There is quite a bit of like faux meat product, like more than ever than there ever was for kids before, right?
Yeah.
And so now, like,
true.
Is it that weird that a kid, you know, when it's probably almost as available to them, like a plant-based meat or like a plant-based hot dog or something like that is almost as available to them as like it's not a novelty anymore, right? Yeah. And so like kids might just be confused, and they're also
corn dogs come from corn.
I mean,
true. So
and dog.
Hey, feed a dog some corn, and then it poops out a corn dog.
There you go.
Science.
Put it on a stick. Reel it up.
Now, a couple points to this, Brandon. One of the things, the headline is obviously outrageous. Okay, which is ridiculous. But there's two parts of it. One, the caption that they wrote on Instagram at IFL Science says. I'm going to read it again, but then I'm going to finish the sentence and you can hear how this is why I think it's preposterous. A study has found that a significant percentage of 4 to 7-year-old children from the United States believe hot dogs, hamburgers, and bacon come from plants. Spoiler, they're not. They're not. Wait. Is not the, does not agree in, it's not the right possessive. It's not, the, it doesn't. They changed the caption, but then kept spoiler, they're not. So a study has found that a significant percentage of 4 to 7-year-old children from the United States believe hot dogs, hamburgers, and bacon come from plants. It should say, spoiler, they don't.
Yeah.
But instead, they're not. And I'm like, you're here making fun of 5 to 7-year-olds, and boy, did you butt that headline up. I mean.
Wait, are we
it's the King's English.
Yeah, are we sure that that's not how you use it in Britain?
Not, they're not from plants.
Not in my America.
Kids think that these things are these things. Spoiler, no, they don't.
No, they ain't. The second line to this that makes me, you know, that obviously makes this seem sensational is published in the Journal of Environmental Psychology in 2021. The study involved a team of psychologists who asked 176 children.
Okay. That's it?
From a southeastern metropolitan area? Like,
okay.
Yeah, like
Florida?
I mean, I feel like they're like, no, it's probably like Jacksonville.
Yeah.
We picked the dumbest kids in America.
Yeah.
And asked
Duval.
Them.
With the worst
Shout
education.
Out to Duval County.
Yeah. Like.
Sorry, look, hey, to any of our listeners from Jacksonville or Duval.
You're fucking dumb, I'll say it.
I'm in. Suck it.
Yeah, suck it, kid. You shouldn't even be listening to this. Coming up next is Nerd Talk Teen on the Blib News Network.
Brad, I feel like we cut off Blimp Talk last week. This Week in Blimp. Did you have some Blimp stuff last week?
Oh, you guys.
Wait, hold on. You did? Because I feel like Siege played the sound effect and then we just went right to the end of the show.
Yeah, we just canceled. We just stopped talking.
I was already over the way over limit. So,
this brings me to
This Week in Blimp?
No. I'm not ready. Oh, man.
This Week in Blimp, brought to you by dirigibles. How do they even work? Fill them up with hydrogen and other gases lighter than air and watch them fly around. Inefficiently, if you ask people that use their brain to do math on them. Efficiently, if
or
you ask
use
people
Google.
Who get high and look at the internet.
That's my favorite.
Anyway, now with This Week in Blimp, Brandon.
This Week in Blimp, technically from last week. Okay, first of all, can I tell you guys my plan is to infiltrate our airship.
Yeah.
And start a war with our airships and see if I can just like find a way to enrage the masses in order to bring more attention to the issue, which is lack of blimp coverage.
Okay.
Yeah. Like if I can start like an internet war, like between two communities that the internet didn't know existed and then all of a sudden everybody's into it, you know,
and you could be like, then you'll be like, you'll find it kind of gross afterwards and be like, I was so into this before it got cool.
But I'll have it. I like their old blimps better.
Yeah. Blimp Talk, This Week in Blimp was way cooler before. Now that Big Blimp is involved. Now that airship.
Big Blimp. Sponsored by Zeppelin.
I want an airships on airships. Like, I want that to be a thing. Somehow.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, that's three swears in about 2.5 minutes. We're just going to
cool.
go ahead.
Congratulations, cool. boys.
This Week in Blimp brings it out of all of us.
I mean, that's definitely what did it for me.
Yeah. It's not a ton of news, but Pathfinder 1, our favorite new blimp, sponsored by New Golf, is maybe Pathfinder 1 should be the
official golf ball.
Maybe New golf balls should be full of helium.
Great.
Whoa, yes.
Every ninth one is full of like black powder, and so it's like it just explodes. New golf.
They do need to have an internal cage to keep their form.
Yeah.
Cage like Brandon's wife or
yes. Yeah, okay. Yes.
Internal ping pong chair.
internal cage, trademark.
So the Pathfinder 1 is kind of like the new big thing in Blimp.
Duh.
It's a very large airship. And recently, this isn't much news, but there was a very nice photo, should really be posted to our Blimp Kink, because this stuff is not safe for work.
Did you say photo? I'm sorry. I was sniffling at the time.
Photo. Yep. Okay, picture. Yeah. Pathfinder 1. The title is Pathfinder 1 flies over San Francisco Bay. And then they say, not much detail, but a pic from the above page. And this is from ltaresearch.com. And here's the photo. Just looks, you know, it's just a blimp flying over San Francisco Bay.
It looks like a blimp.
I would just like to share with you guys that I'm not the
only.
Dude,
that thing looks dope, man. I'm looking at it.
It's so cool. The thing is,
it looks like the Red October only in the air and
holy
not Russian.
Crap. That's awesome.
I am not the only person optimistic for the future of blimp in America and blimp related technology. Blimp board motors or whatever we.
That thing is huge.
So big. And
why is it so long?
I would like to share that PG Simon's.
Oh, right, Siege.
PG Simon's. Benjamin 77 from posting to the to that post on our airship shares my optimism. He says, it seems like once people see them in action, it will hopefully lead to more of them being built and used. As if the only thing keeping blimps from production is the lack of awareness of blimp. Like, if only people knew about blimp,
well,
we would use blimp.
To be fair, the one thing that people know about blimp is a big ball of fiery death. So it's like, that's the number one. Like, if you were on Family Feud and it was like, name something about blimps, and you're like, big ball of fiery death, I think that would be ding, number
we
one.
We still go to New York.
Yeah. So that's your plug.
Okay, that's all we needed.
I'm just saying, 9/11 happened. Bad things happen sometimes. We still like the things that where they happened and how they happened.
To be clear, I'm team blimp. I just want you to know that their rationale isn't totally misguided, like a blimp crashing into the ground on fire. Like, it's like
you were literally just in Japan.
Oh, I love Japan. What about it?
Bombs went off there, and you still.
Yeah, sorry about that, everybody. That was I still feel bad about that that joke from time to time. Like recently, yeah.
I'm just saying that we got to get over the blimp racism that's happening.
So I think that the what is it, like the blimp bias, the
anti-blimp bias.
So I think the big problem is that I'm going to go ahead and say 100% of blimp fandom comes from. 30 years of people playing Final Fantasy and getting into airships to travel the fastest way around the planet, or the whatever they call it, possible. Because there's always an airship in every Final Fantasy, right? And if there's not, then, like, why do we even call it Final Fantasy? But, like, that's the goal, is you go on foot, then you get to the car thing, and then you get to a better thing, maybe a boat, and then now you can get into the blimp. And so airships are the goal.
Yeah.
So I feel like if you did a Venn diagram of people who like Final Fantasy and blimps or slash airship or airships, maybe this is your divide on it where you could make them fight over each other, fight each other, is that it would be a perfect circle. Not Judith.
Yeah. Yeah. Here's the thing. If you keep scrolling the rest
of the. That was good. You can nod your head in disgust all you want, Gravy, but I did a good job there. I'm on a music radio station. Sorry, Brandon.
Keep scrolling the airship page, not our airships. You'll get
just
what's coming.
Singular?
To
okay, yeah, wait. I'm going airship. For the first time. This is my first time, despite having talked about it with you. I kind of like the lore of not going because I like it being your thing that you tell me about, and then I like him extrapolating it's Pathfinder 3 gondola shape. Layout. Cool.
So you watch the videos.
Oh, that's cool.
You watch the videos of these things flying, taking off, landing. And I'm pretty much all about it until, what do the kids say nowadays? Something gives you the ick.
Oh, God damn it. Yeah.
Can I tell you the thing that just did that for me, for blimps?
Okay.
The way that I am drooling over this thing.
Watching one of the blimps, it's the video titled VTOL Landing and Takeoff of the Pathfinder 1. It reminds me so much of the Oscar Mayer Wiener hot dog mobile.
Oh, did you guys watch
yes.
that?
Yes.
Which makes me think we should make that a blimp.
Oh,
mini
it's
blimps.
Right there.
Dude, can we talk? What about mini
it's
blimps?
It's right there. I mean, why haven't we done that?
Yeah.
Johnsonville should definitely come out and be like, suck it, Oscar Mayer. I'm sure they're owned by the same.
Check out this full hog.
They're probably both owned by Pfizer. Or
something. And they're both made out of vegetables, apparently.
Yeah.
Or plants, whatever.
According to children.
According to children.
For the record, Impossible makes the best that I've tried of the of all the different plant-based, you know, being married to a vegan for a long time, I've tried all these things. The Impossible, everything, the nuggets, the burger, it's all kick-ass. Like, it's, I'm sure it's filled with nothing but, like, pesticide and plastic or whatever, but, like, it is delicious. I'm not officially endorsing that as being filled with pesticides and plastic. It's just, like, it can't be healthy. Just because
I would like to endorse being filled with pesticides and plastics.
Well,
I gotta
that's
go
your
do
entire sex life.
Gotta go do a bread thing real quick. Be right back.
It's bread time, baby.
It's bread time.
Let's make it blend. I want to know if he's over or under on his weight. That's what I want to know.
I know,
I don't
right?
know if he's lying. Or
how far off was he lying, too?
As a person who recently saw Brandon shirtless, brag, he
me too.
He was we all expected Gravy to be ripped because he, like, that's his whole identity now. But it's
you remember the picture I sent to the chat, right? Where he was in front of the grill?
No.
And shirtless? Yeah, dude.
I believe it.
I'm going to send it again. Because
no wonder Cage can't keep her hands off him, right? That's like a...
Right.
Yeah. Is that the secret, is to try? Oh,
maybe.
That's awful.
I know. I don't want to do that at all. To go back?
I just like that Gravy's about to die from that. And we'll be right back now.
And we'll be right back.
Where we at? 31 in? We can't go to a second break yet. That's too much. Anyway. Yeah.
So how bad were you lying to us about your weight?
I was off by 5 pounds.
Okay. Fair. That's that.
Which way?
Total. It doesn't matter. I'm okay with the plus or give or take 5.
Okay.
You put it to your wiener. Like, your wiener is 5 pounds lighter now.
Yeah. Heavier? Roughly. Yeah.
There you go. I'm resending that. To the chat.
Wait, our chat? Am I on this chat?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're on this chat. That's the one.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. God,
that,
I mean,
look at that airship picture that Sean sent definitely looks like a subreddit that I belong to on my other Reddit account.
Blimp Kink?
I mean, sure.
Sitting on faces.
Look at the cum gutters. Good job, Brandon.
Dude, I know, right?
I don't think I can say that, actually. Hold on. 1 second here, everybody.
I have never heard of called that before.
You need, funny, to be married to a woman obsessed with gay men.
I did not know what you were. I thought you were referring to something literally on my house for a second.
Is there that much semen at your house?
What are you doing on the roof?
Guys, we have the cum trees in the back, and so I thought, am I allowed to say that? Can I say that?
Yeah, sure, okay. Sure.
Guys, I think I'm gonna I think we're gonna cut the cum trees down.
Oh,
why?
They smell so bad.
Good.
They smell away, and then. They drop a lot of little crap that I just don't want to clean up. So
I've got two things to say about that. Okay, one, the Bradford pear tree is what it is. Invasive species from look at that, everybody.
Wait, the bar, the whatever you call that, the bezel on the up. The bezel looks like my mustache.
Take a picture of this. Take a picture. Hold it up. Keep holding it. This is amazing.
Oh, I hope somebody got a screenshot of that.
I just took a picture.
Oh, that's perfect.
Okay, so first of all, he's drinking a dad's root beer. That's so cool. I'm like,
I know, I was going to say.
So good, Costco.
The Bradford.
Sometimes.
The Bradford pear tree is what it is. I like looked into this because I was like, everyone talks about the cum trees. It smells like semen everywhere, right? For those couple weeks. And it's not even a couple weeks, it's like a lengthy couple weeks.
Spend the whole time I was there.
What's that?
Never smelt that in my entire life.
What? Florida has own jizz
really,
related problems.
Really,
we got our own jizz trees down here. We don't have no pear trees. With
they
jizz.
Have. They have the semen bush.
So what happened was there was a, what is it called when there's like a scourge or something like that? When like a
scurvy?
When
a bloom?
When a species is dying. A blight maybe is what it's called.
A plague?
Anyway, they had like a blight. Is that what it's called?
Yeah,
a
blight.
And so the whatever American pear tree had a blight, and so they were like, we got an idea. Let's bring these over from Asia, and we'll solve the problem.
Jizz in them.
And then that was only 100 years ago. And now places that have fruiting trees are like dominated by that for a couple weeks every year, the Bradford pear. I always was like, ugh, gross. And then this year I was like, there it is.
Delicious.
No, it wasn't delicious. I was just like, it was comforting. It was like a nice hug. Like,
do you want to
know?
I'm
back. And I'm like, oh, it's a nice jizzy rag being put over my face.
It's like being waterboarded, smothered but not water.
Is that chloroform mixed with... Oh.
Do you want to know? See, here's some real nerd talk content for you. Well, no.
Oh, boo.
At this point, the real nerd talk content is everything that we do.
I want to come back to this, but go.
The reason that the tree smells the way it does is because it is its main pollinator is flies.
Me.
So they're trying to make it smell like death.
Exactly. So it makes itself smell terrible, or like the natural, it like naturally smells awful so that the flies are attracted to it, which means that my backyard, when this thing is in bloom, is full of flies.
Yeah, that's also bad.
It's terrible.
Okay, so I don't necessarily love the idea of cutting the trees down, but, you know, to each their own.
I'm doing the stoichiometry here. Does that mean, like, if you just, like, jizz in your backyard, you're going to have a bunch of flies?
I don't know if that's stoichiometry.
That's not stoichiometry.
I mean, it's math.
Now, if we determine how much jizz you need to jizz in order to...
attract flies.
That's...
How many store buckets...
Yeah. Oh, good call. Good call.
Does a Bradford pear tree produce?
Also, how rich would you be at the end of this? This is where it all comes together, you guys. Yeah. It all comes together.
Hey, now. All get out of here. My second point about this is that if you are going to remove those trees, might I make a recommendation for what you should plant?
100%.
More now, I don't know trees. If you know this or not, but I've been to Japan.
What?
And I can only say, plant a couple beautiful Japanese maples. Yes. They're so great in the fall.
Oh, I thought you were going to go cherry blossom. I was going to go for...
Cherry trees can be a real big pain in the ass because they drop a bunch of stuff and they get huge fast. Yeah. And the roots don't go super deep. And so, like, you can end up with a lot of problems from cherry trees. Like, if you have the space, if you have some... I've been to your house. I don't know that there would be a good spot for a cherry tree for you. But if you planted one across the street in the park, that'd be killer.
Yeah.
But a couple Japanese maples, maybe you do like a red one and a green one, and there's all the different varieties. And it's, if you like, you know, you want train adjacent, reading about Japanese maples is where it's at. And then every fall when they change color, it's one of the most beautiful ways to experience your own yard. This is a very serious, earnest moment for me. Like, not just because we make fun of me for Japan all the time on here, but they're
Japan.
Like,
yeah,
I have four Japanese maples. Three of them live on the roof. Like, it's I have a roof that I can go onto. It's not, they're just not just on the roof living or whatever. So, I can't afford it, so it's okay. Don't worry, I will lose it soon enough. But
My real issue here is that if I cut down those trees, they probably can only go so far down, cutting them down. And like, these are not, for the record, like there's a lot of trees I would not cut down, but these are ones that are not, like, they're not a protected, you know, these aren't trees that anybody's counting on for anything. And they're not particularly beautiful either. So
the flies are counting on it.
The flies are. Yeah. But sorry. I marked it. Clip created from marker. Oh, that's even better.
that real gem. We can't wait to share that with the world.
We're going to continue to come and continue to come.
Brandon's trees, a live look.
The problem is you cut these down, you can't go quite as close to the ground as needed. So I have to bring in somebody to do like a stump grinder and like grind it out. If I want to plant anything else there, I have to grind out the stumps and then do the whole thing, which is just a pain because there's, you know, you've seen my backyard. It's a bunch of brick. You got to go over the brick and the whole thing. So likely I'll have two very nice stumps in my backyard.
You could decorate them. You could put like little arms on them. Like, oh, I'm stumpy.
I smell like jizz.
I used to smell like jizz.
I am the ghost of Jizzmas past.
Oh, and then you got jizz ghosts to be there with your jizz
horse. Every spring you can get like the things the Catholics use and spread like jizz ghost. On it. Like, like... I thought Siege was pressing a button and said he was coughing.
It's your rag.
Oh man, I get triggered by it. I'm like, also, come on, bring it here.
Come home, baby.
I need this.
It's so comforting.
Hot.
Yeah, all right. Well, we've covered a lot of ground today.
Yeah. I want to talk to you guys about something.
Great.
Which is, feel like I've been doing a lot of talking about something on this show today.
Great.
Thank you. Yeah. That's been This Week in Blimp. So So I'm thinking that I've announced or dropped on you guys a lot of segments lately.
Yeah, another new segment?
No. Well, I'm thinking that
are we finally getting back to This Week in Dreams?
Oh, guys, I've thought about going back to my therapist and being like, can I switch back to the medicine that I don't think this one's working so I can get the other one that made me have awesome dreams?
Yeah.
Is that irresponsible? I mean, it didn't work great, but like, man, it was so cool. I felt so much cooler.
What'd she say?
No, I'm wondering if it's okay to do that. Should I do that so we can have This Week in Dreams?
Yes.
Yeah.
Or just take for me, it's melatonin. You take melatonin ever?
Oh, no.
It gives me
that's crazy.
Wild dreams.
The only thing that's ever given me incredible dreams my whole life is Adderall. Everything else gives me like panic dreams where like everything's going wrong or I can't quite get the back to the Hertz rent a car or whatever. Like that's like these things are like, I know.
That's oddly specific.
It's been This Week in Dreams.
I know. Where's my exit? Anyway,
It's ashwagandha for me. If I take ashwagandha, man, I'm flying in rainbows.
Stripper that you were into, but okay.
Yeah.
Yes. That's also her name. Yes.
Ashwagandha. Ashwagandha forever.
The male version is ashwagandhi. Like,
yeah. Ashwagandha.
No, that's when you're part of an HOA. Sorry, I don't know. Jeez. All right, Brandon, you were trying to say. Sorry.
Well, I thought of a segment earlier. I can't remember it now, but I'm
great, thinking... great. That's how this is good.
Yeah.
So glad you have your whiteboard that you were taking notes on.
I know. I think I even forgot to put something on there. Let's see. We got the Dead Dog podcast. Great. Got a squirrel. I accidentally, when I wrote squirrel on the whiteboard, I accidentally spelled it incorrectly. It was the first time I'd ever spelled it this way, but it was squirrel with two L's. So a squirrel, which sounds better.
I would not know.
I like that.
I would just trust you. I'd be like, Brandon's smart. He probably spelled squirrel correctly.
I figured that's the right way to spell it.
It's an impossible word. There's no right way to spell it.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
There's a
lot
of
squirrels even exist.
Hi, bud.
What? Dang. Do we have a...
They're like birds.
What up,
Oh, look, it's a baby.
Oh, look at...
Stony.
Who are those guys? Oh, he's right there. Is he? Yeah.
What's up, dude?
He said, what's up, dude? You want to wear my headphones for a sec?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. You know yeah, good thing.
Who's that?
No.
Yes, you do. Are you being silly?
What's Siege just doing?
Siege's
being crazy.
He loves Siege.
Siege tried the least out of all of us. Spider? Printed the most.
Is he a spider?
Yeah.
No.
No, he's a spider with his hand.
Oh, that's Gravy's doing the spider with his hand.
I'm like looking for a prop.
Dude, this kid sounds like
we did Pierre Spadere.
That was Pierre Spadere.
Yeah. And then there's Greg.
And also karate.
Gregor.
Look at here, just.
Well, you guys missed it when you left early. We did all sorts of graffiti all over the backyard.
Yeah.
The kid's, I'm like, I literally think we need to take him to the doctor because his baseline breathing just smells like Darth, or it sounds like Darth Vader. Oh, he can't hear any of this. Do you want to hear something? No? Yeah.
No.
You and 90% of people listen to the show. What was it?
Is the show better when you're not wearing headphones?
No, he shook his head. Maybe he did hear something. Oh, okay.
Oh,
how's your kitty cat?
Were you saying goodnight to me? Okay, can I hug? Oh, thank you. Say what's up. Can you say that? Say what's up.
What's up?
Nice. What's up?
Oh, yeah, look at that.
Look at that's you and you and Gregor. See that?
Yeah.
Doing karate?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Did you do this?
He's right there, dude.
What happened to his hair?
He was wearing a hat. He was wearing a hat.
Shit.
What?
You're a fucking bed already, you bitch.
Okay, did you wear a hat?
Siege is not wearing a hat.
Why?
No, that's just how Siege looks.
He's got a lot of hair. Okay, buddy. Okay, we're doing a show, a very important show.
Oh, he's doing a very important dig there. That was a good dig you did, what buddy.
Wow.
That is my computer. Okay, can you say, bye?
Bye.
Bye. What's that?
Okay. Okay. See you, buddy. Mwah. Okay.
I
love you.
I got attention. I should keep going.
He's very much quantity of jokes, this kid.
That gets real old because the quantity becomes the same one over and over, and it's real.
Anyway, no idea what we're talking about.
Is it weird that every time I see someone announce that they're getting married or having a kid, I'm like, huge mistake. Ugh. Just terrible idea.
I tell them straight up to their face.
Yeah, that's...
I'm like, what are you doing? What's wrong with you?
Guys, I love my kid.
No, your kid's great, man.
Okay.
It's just your life sucks.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I was going to say, this is the other thing I didn't write down. I feel like you can always tell...
hold on. My kid also great. Don't get me wrong. I, like, love my child. Greg is dead. Gerg is forever. It's not great. Anyway.
I was going to say that you can almost gauge the levels of depression in a person by how into bread they are at any given moment.
Buddy, you okay?
Yeah, I'm all right.
You've
had to leave the show
man.
Three times today for bread.
Helping Cage make her bread.
So she is depressed.
Yeah. Nah, she's
great. What did you do?
She wants us to come and cheer her up?
Why'd you pause after that first part?
We could be there in time for Cucktober.
She did say she wanted us to come back.
Guys, we really need to do Master Cheeks Theater for Clown Porn.
Yeah, we do.
Okay. Next week.
The Clown Porn.
Okay, next week.
All right.
If we can,
all right.
If we can find it. I don't even know if our record goes back that far, but if we can find it,
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll figure something out.
Yeah. Wow, this is going nowhere. I think Gravy's onto something. I see it in his hand. I think it's time for round two of everybody's favorite show.
So who has a point?
It's Guinness time. We're starting the points from zero.
So who won the first one?
Don't even worry about it, okay? You're going to have to listen.
That's my problem.
I know, but you listen more than anybody. You might listen the most, Brandon, I think.
Wow.
Listen twice.
Am I your number one listener?
No.
No, Steven.
And Ramona and a few other people.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I'm not looking at my radio stations.
Don't forget, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to an address that I have yet to...
I love self-addressed stamped envelope. I think that... I want to give out my own address just so people can
send this. Me too. I just want people to send me mail.
If anyone wants to call in and say something to the show, you can call us at 206-659-1077. I reserve the right to beep that out if I change my mind. But if you'd like to call us and leave us a message, 206-659-1077 to get in touch with the show and contribute to, What do we call that segment where it's of the week? Anything else that we talk about? It's
question of the week?
That's the word.
Question of the week. What do we call that segment?
That's the one.
You can also go onto Spotify and onto individual podcast episodes and leave us comments. Or
is anyone
like
checking that?
No, I just checked it. Nobody's commenting, which is why we never check it. But what we did do is the other thing that you can do is text me directly, like my brother, teacher brother.
Yeah, 206-659-1077.
Yeah, that is not my phone number. He sent me a picture of him wearing the full 90 podcast jersey t-shirt that we made.
Yeah, what a guy!
Yeah,
that's our previous show that Brandon and I did forever. That Siege has been a appearance on, and Sean listened to a bunch. So thanks everybody.
He said, I forgot to send these to you a few days ago, but I forgot I had this shirt. And he said, I need to find my black and pink one. I'd be bummed if I lost it. Also, thinking you guys need to make some shirts for Nerd Talk. Obviously, we need to
It only ruined my friendship with somebody, but sure, we'll get right on that.
Perfect. And he said, just don't let Siege have final decisions. I want to be able to wear them to work.
I mean, that's a valid... a valid constraint that he put on there. However,
I mean, I'm a very good graphic designer.
However, we have the design. What does Natsu made it for us literally a year ago February, and I can't get my screen printer to actually acknowledge me on this, and so I think it might be time to just find someone else to print them or whatever, and so we'll have to come back to that or whatever.
He then texted me, because he's the only person that listens to the show, Canon. He said, Brandon, how's your butthole of the week?
And?
You spraying that butthole?
I still haven't sprayed it, you guys.
What are you doing?
I told you that I would do it and then I would report it back. And again, I want to lie to you. I want to tell you I've done it, but I feel like you see right through me.
First of all, thank you for the honesty.
Yeah.
Because it's a game changer. And here's the thing about the bidet also. The first time is a challenge because you don't know what you're doing. The second time is no looking back.
Yeah.
Like, you'll go
I've used bidets before. I just haven't used this one yet.
I know, but I'm saying the first time you're like, what the heck? But the second time, you're going to be like, this is mine, and I control it, and I know exactly how. I have two bidets. They're the same bidet, but they're on two different toilets, and the water pressure's a little different. I have an approach for each of them.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I know what I need to do. A little bit more here, a little bit there, a little spread there. Okay, great. We're good.
This is like your avatar from the movie Avatar, where you connect your ponytail to the toilet's ponytail, and then you know exactly. You guys can like feed off each other's minds, and it sprays exactly where you want it to. Oh, man. Can you imagine if we had that just for like everything?
And then the whole planet explodes. It's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I get to bang this hot black chick. It's so cool.
Oh, she's blue.
Yeah, but I mean, in real life.
Yeah, but she's blue.
I'm not discriminatory. I'm just done with the whites.
Absolutely not.
Anyway.
Well, you have 3 weeks until I'm there, so we're going to need a full report.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
And not till you're there.
With photos? Here,
till Brandon and you are both here.
Oh, that's right.
Brandon's going to be here, too.
Oh, yeah, I will be
there. That's right.
Yeah, we got to actually coordinate about that because I should probably tell my child's mother so that way she knows not to expect me to be responsible for large swaths of time. Anyway, ask us time to arrange a chess set blindfolded by a German. That's not one of the criteria. It just so happens that he's a German.
I was going to say, wait.
Anyway.
We do how fast for E-Trace?
We're coming in here with the reigning champion is Sean Tasty Gravy, not Gervin.
The Googler.
And the Googler. That's what we're changing it to. Please remind me. I'll forget. Never mind. Fastest time to arrange a chess set while blindfolded by a German.
And they had to arrange it correctly, I'm assuming.
Yes. That is one of the criteria. Correct. Yes. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
The highly efficient Germans, 14 seconds?
No one's surprised that the Germans do it right? Did you say 14?
14 seconds.
14.
Yeah.
What? Who's second last week? Was it Brandon? Or
no
Siege?
Idea.
Brandon, you're next, because you're
I'll
next on the screen.
Last.
Okay. 14 seconds, says Tasty Gravy. I would accept an answer to the hundredth of a second also, just so you know. That's my cutoff.
I'm going to say...
I'm not saying it was less than a second. I'm just saying that if you want to respond at anything absurd, you can go to a hundredth before I ignore the rest of what you say. Siege is like, how do I achieve the thing that Greg is talking about?
Nine seconds.
9 seconds. So wait, what did you say? 14 and 9 seconds from Brandon?
3.14159.
Oh, nice.
3.14 seconds.
Seconds?
Yeah. I swear to God, you guys are all retarded because this is your chance.
Yes.
Eat gravy. Yet he gets the point. Yeah, you were way off on this one, Gravy, for once. And so this was your chance, and he swayed the findings. Congratulations to Sean Gravy Gervin with 42.81 seconds. Andre Ortolf of Germany was three times, I can't do that math, slower than our best guesser. So,
I almost 42
seconds.
I just figured that this seems like a Capri Sun record. Like, he just the only person that has bothered to record this.
You got to think that like a Magnus Carlsen, who's like the the current best chess player of the last of 100 years would be the guy that would be able to do this without even thinking like about it, if you bothered him to do it.
It is blindfolded.
Because I know who that is.
Do you?
Is that the guy with the butt plug?
No, that's the guy who was mad about the guy with the butt plug.
Oh.
See?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. I wanted it to be the butt plug guy.
Yeah, I mean, I get
And see, I got thrown off as soon as you said, you know, you'll take it out to the 100th. I was just trying to think, what could I do there?
No.
Way
was
past
it?
That.
No.
So I said pie.
You were just trying to think of a number that violated what I said. You could have said, like, 420.8008 and spelled boob or something like that, but instead you went with something derivative and easy. Jeez. I'm not mad. I am mad. I'm disappointed.
I am also disappointed. Fruit.
Do you think the butt plug was shaped like a chess piece?
Bishop.
Wait, wait, wait.
Rook would be easiest.
Question of the week.
Bishop.
Which end?
It's a little horsey head sticking out. It's a reverse centaur. Oh my god!
Go for the queen.
Well, you start with the pawn, obviously, because it's the smallest, and you train your way up, okay? And then you might lose a few, but they probably go back. I don't know. Probably
it's just a bunch of pawns.
Everybody here is ready for a pawn.
Just put a little magnet in there. They'll link up. It's fine. Don't worry about it.
Are we putting the entire chess set up there?
Just the pawns.
One by one?
Just the pawns. 16 of them, no problem.
Just the pawns. No. I'm only putting my pawns up there, not your pawns.
Well, okay.
You carry around your own pawns only.
And I thought you liked to party.
This is one of those things. I've had this guy.
Not gay.
This is one of those things where if you change the emphasis on one of the words in that sentence, it becomes a very different sentence. So he said, "I'm not putting your pawns up there. I'm not putting your pawns up there."
it's like the thing I posted with the guy who's like giving advice, dating advice, just move on to the next girl. Only he didn't put on to, he put onto. Like,
on to.
I did it like you would move from, I'm done humping this, I'll just move to this one. Like, yeah. I gotta stop. Most pull-ups in 1 minute by an American. That's not, the American part's not,
Is
important.
It that same guy? Is it the pull-up guy?
I
want to
know the Chinese guy.
True.
I want to know what the Chinese guy did.
Most pull-ups in 1 minute.
Male, female?
Dude, yeah. Thank you. It does not specify that, but he is a dude. I'll give you that.
Is it a human?
Human man.
Oh, wait. Gravy gets to go first.
Gravy? He's like, how many can I do? Like,
I'm 76.
Googling it.
76, says Sean Gravy Griffin.
Me? Me too.
Sure. Yeah, great.
101 Dalmatians.
Okay, 101 chess pieces in the butt. Got it. Yeah, and
80.
Nice.
Most pull-ups in 1 minute by Adam Sandell at professor.pullups 77.
Oh, what a... This is the stupidest game ever.
I'm sorry. The integrity of the game is gone. The integrity of the game.
Okay, I'm
you can't
tell you
trust the performance enhancing.
I can put my hands up the entire time, and I guarantee
you could. But have you?
Okay, so guys,
never.
I did something this week. Okay, for Guinness time to prove a point.
Send them all to Gravy.
Prove a point. I sent all the answers to Gravy ahead of time, so he could build some credibility by getting one so wrong, and then you guys got it even worse wrong, and then now. This week, I didn't just go from the most recent ones. So if there was an accidental, like it popped up in his feed or something like that, he wouldn't be, we wouldn't have to count on him to, recuse himself. Okay. So I went back to May of 2024 to look at these. All right. To try and find some this week. And so the fact that he was able to guess within one based on knowledge of being at the gym and doing these is a testament to his abilities, not to his cheating.
No, nope.
Definitely cheating.
You bring that butt over here or what?
You got some chess pieces or what?
You gonna bring that butt over here or what?
All right, dudes. One more just for fun.
Not gay.
Most sausages produced in 1 minute. Most
you gonna bring that butt over here or what?
Sausages produced not out of a butt in 1 minute.
Wait, are they are they plant based?
By a German.
Are they plant based or are they
it's not
they real.
Are they grown by children?
Are they grown in children?
I don't know what the common sausage methodology is, but I think you get a tube of intestines and you fill it up with product and then you give it a twist and a zip and a whip and then you have like a chain of sausages.
Product, huh?
Okay.
Could it be anything? Like if you fill a casing of anything with anything, it can be sausage?
Listen, you can take all your jizz trees that you want and put them into condoms and call it a sausage.
Stuff them into...
I don't care. Okay. I mean, I do care because that,
most
that's
in a minute.
Awesome.
So most sausages produced in a minute?
Most sausages produced in 1 minute happens to be by a British man.
Okay.
Typical.
Why is that typical?
I don't know, but I just wanted to say it.
His name is Gavin, if it helps you.
Oh, even worse.
Gravy keeps looking like he's talking, and then I don't hear anything.
He's exhausted.
It makes me think that maybe the powers that be have smited his technology for his use of technology during the game.
I think I hit the microphone when Dang I was it! Celebrating you guys being buttholes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with 42 because he's British, and that's the answer for everything according to the British.
It should be 44 for... anyone ever realize that Lewis Hamilton's racing number is 44 and the prefix, the international prefix for England is 44? Yeah,
44.
And I've never heard anyone correlate that before. Maybe it's because it's too obvious or something like that, but it seems real smart if I were a guy that was trying to brand something. Huh. Brandon? 42 is what John Gravy Gervin said. Most sausages produced in 1 minute.
I'd say 36.
36!
69.
Nice.
Love
it.
Most sausages produced in 1 minute. That's 83 by Gavin Reynolds of the UK. Siege on the board.
Wow. I love it. I don't even want to give myself a sound.
No, you should. Please.
I was hoping that you were going to be like,
the Hungarian loves to brawl. The Hungarian is always looking for trouble.
Oh, sorry.
I was expecting it.
My mad Hungarian.
I was expecting a ding, but okay, yeah. That's fine.
I'll
be fine.
I was hoping you were going to say it's like Oscar whatever of England who owns like a sausage producing factory, and the answer is going to be like 14,000 sausages.
Oscar whatever? Yeah. Like
Oscar Mayer.
Yeah. He's not
British. Oscar Mayer.
This is like an embarrassed situation.
First of all, congratulations for the fourth week in a row, I believe. The winner, Sean Gravy Gervin.
This is like Barry Bonds, you know, everybody knows. Come on.
With his giant head.
Yeah.
Slathering.
He actually does have a giant head, so that's a pretty
massive head.
Yeah. You and Barry Bonds have a lot of similarities.
Play the music. Got a burp right here that wants out.
Do it.
The vitamin R is fighting me.
Barry Bonds is one of those guys whose names has become so... He has transcended... He, the person in who he is and what he represents, has transcended his name, right? At the end of the day, do you ever just stop and think about some people and be like, wow... Your actual name that you had to go by your whole life was Barry. like Barry Bonds, the all-star baseball player, is we all know him as the all-star baseball player, but yeah. Not like.
But until he was 22, he was just that dork with that name.
Barry.
No wonder he had something to prove. He's like, I'll take all the drugs and hit all the baseballs. Like, you won't call me Barry and Jess again.
Like, you have to be great at basketball if your name is Larry.
Some of us choose goofy names, like Siege, for instance. Yeah. Like that's a
But it's less. It's not goofy as much as it's just like Ken Griffey Jr. For instance, the guy's name is just Kenneth.
Yeah,
you know, but you don't think of him as a Kenneth because he's.
What if his name is Kensington?
Oh, that'd be pretty.
Or Kenworth. Have you ever done any research on that? Does anybody know what his first name really is?
Kenaldino.
Kenaldino. Yeah.
Kent. It's just short for Kent.
I was just gonna say Kent.
His actual name is George for what it's worth. Which, again, just a boring old guy name.
Think about the names that you knew when you were, I mean, we're all old enough now, Brandon, a little younger than us, but like the common names when we were in elementary school.
Oh, yeah.
Those are like my mom's name was Marsha, uh-huh. and that name is like for mummies. Like it's yeah. like when I was a kid, Gertrude was that name, and now it's like
Gertrude.
Gertrude. If I ever cross dress, I'm going as Gertrude for sure.
Hell yeah!
My brother wanted to name my childhood dog furry. Gertrude. I drove by the other day. The tasting room was open from 11 to 3, and I was like, if I can get rid of my kid by then, I'm gonna go. I could not.
I'm so in.
Yeah, my childhood dog when I was 7, my brother wanted to name her Gertrude, and I was so upset that I cried for hours and hours until my mom was finally like, you're letting your brother name the dog. And then I picked the most garbage name, and he was absolutely right.
Which was what?
Rags. Like, nice. Oh, she looks like a pile of rags. And my mom was like, that's rags. Cute enough, I guess.
That's not a garbage name. That's a great name for a little dog.
That's a great rags? Dog name.
All right.
I like that.
It is. Feeling good that's because good I was meant dog. To feel shame by it by choosing that name forever.
Gertrude so. No way. Is far worse. Gertrude is far worse
this
than
is what I'm saying.
At, yeah. at for a dog, I... all of you Gertrudes out there still listening right now. What
you're
are you
big
doing?
In the Gertrude demo.
Yeah. yeah. I think about that. Like, I went to school with a lot of Brandons, and yeah. I don't feel like you hear little kids being Brandon anymore.
I don't know anybody named Neil anymore. Oh, I knew a kid named Neil.
Neil the Midnight Cowboy.
A little kid named Mike.
That was always just...
Yeah, so my what? Brother Mike, I'm like, there's no Mikes or Scott. Like, that's no, not a...
I had like 7 Mikes in my school.
Yeah.
No,
there are so many Mikes.
And now they're all half bald and with mortgages they can't afford. It's like, for the most part, my brother is actually the opposite of that. He's half bald and with full of money, but that's a... Different story. And hate towards minorities. But, yeah, you know, no big deal.
Well, it's like Elton John's real name is, like, Reginald Dwight. Reggie Dwight is his name.
Reggie
Elton
Dwight.
John. Oh, man, I knew a bunch of Dwights.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I didn't know any Dwights.
I didn't know any Dwights either.
Oh, wow.
You guys Eisenhower. That's
much
like the...
whiter neighborhood than I did.
What? Whiter?
You guys all grew up in a much whiter neighborhood than I
Dwight
did.
Dwight is not a not white name, bro.
Oh, really?
Dwight is literally dude. In the name.
Every Dwight, Leon.
Every Dwight I knew Craig. Was not white.
Yeah. What? Craig?
Yeah.
Craig. I knew 4 dudes named Craig.
Oh, every Craig I know is white.
Yeah, Craig.
I don't know any white Craigs.
I know.
The only Craigs I knew were Scottish.
Show us your white Craigs,
everybody. He happens to be Scottish, actually. The question, Craig I know happens yeah. to be.
Question of the week. Show us your white Craigs. Not a question.
Here, what? Not. Don't do any of that. Thank you. Yeah.
It's not even a question.
All right, well.
Me your Craigs.
I guess it's time to wrap up the show. I mean, we could just end now, but Gravy was here for a reason, I suppose, other than to win. So. So, yeah, it's what did we learn this week? After all, this is a heady show.
Oddly enough, Siege was uncharacteristically quiet during this entire episode, and actually helpful earlier on by nailing a poem or a short story. Edgar Allan Poe, The Cask of Amontillado. It's
Amontillado.
Yeah, I can't pronounce Spanish words. But it's basically a guy who does revenge on another man by... building a wall of bricks and burying him alive.
It's because I'm not on drugs today.
He's
also
think
the
it
only
was...
one of us who's recognized by name by a child. So, you know, very wholesome day for drug-free ass bandicoot. Over
I also Googled it to see what the name of it was. And what is it again?
Amontillado.
Amontillado. I did not know that that was... I thought you said that was a tarred one, and I was like, you can't say that. Anyway, The Cask of Amontillado is something that we had to read in ninth grade, and I do not remember it being called that. And I remember the cask of part, but that's that. Yeah, that's shocking. Anyway, great job, Siege. Extra point on the board for you.
Yeah. So do I win?
He's walking away with it. Oh, yeah, you're way ahead. And Brandon, his cat is out there enforcing the house rules of the squirrel bordello that we established a few
years
ago.
Yeah.
Somebody up. Didn't pay up and he had to go.
No whoring about.
There was too much. That, dang it, I had so many chances there and I messed them all. I should have been like, that was nuts. But,
Speaking of nuts, I'm Greg spent his long holiday weekend cleaning out Brandon's Bradford pear cum gutters.
Yeah, I did. For free. He didn't even ask me to be there.
I had never heard. Did you just make that up?
The Bradford term? Pear?
No, the cum cutters.
Oh. They're called that. I've heard that before.
Yeah, show them to your wife and say, "Hey, honey, what do you call these?"
What do you call them?
She'll be like, "Get you bring that butt over here."
I need that butt. Speaking of, she's basically telling me that right now, but not in a cool way.
Oh, not in the put the jizz here, but in a you're in trouble way.
Get up here and clean up this bread mess.
Yeah. Oh yeah, the bread mess.
Her bread, for the record.
We're going to continue to come and continue to come.
All right. Well, enjoy all your yeast. Have a great have a great week. See you in hell.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah.